Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, Prince William and Kate Middleton are going to be married. They're getting engaged now. They're going to be married next spring or summer in London. There is a statement out of Buckingham Palace. Queen Elizabeth said she is absolutely delighted for her grandson and his bride-to-be.
The United States was founded on July 4th, 1776, in resistance to the hegemonic, despotic, tyrannical rule of King George III and the abuse against the colonies. And most of the British Parliament was against going to war with their fellow Englishmen because the king was unpopular there as well. It was known that he was a German king, his father being brought over to rule England. These people could barely speak English. Nothing against Germans, but you don't see me going over to Germany to rule them. The very essence of July 4th and 1776 is resistance to the disgusting House of Windsor. They didn't get that name until around World War I, because before that they were known as the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas. Notice that we hear their names. Prince William. You never hear his last name, do you? The slave public, many of them in England, who support these people, don't even know their last names because they don't want you knowing their last names. Three times in the last 3 years, the Parliament in Canada hasn't done what the Queen of England wants, so she suspended them, shut down the Parliament. Happened in the late 70s in Australia. This is a tyrannical group pushing eugenics, population reduction, all the carbon taxes. Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, another German royal prince, is a supporter of eugenics. His cousin, who was the prince married to the Queen of the Netherlands, an admitted Nazi, an admitted eugenicist. The point is, these are the most filthy, degenerate people you can imagine. She owns more than half of Canada, more than half the land in England, and then she's paid by the government for her palaces and all the rest of it. It's disgusting. And to watch U.S. television fawning, Fox, CNN, CBS, all of them, oh, it's so wonderful. No one in America can wait until next week, the way they're hyping it.
1 week until the royal wedding. This is exciting stuff. I mean, it's hard to, I mean, the energy is just palpable.
Some couples get married, they're just hoping that some bank will be nice enough to give them a mortgage.
Yeah.
These folks have a number of palaces to pick from.
NBC News is launching a free royal wedding app for the iPad.
This is truly a love story that captures everybody's attention.
This goes back to Edward Bernays 100 years ago saying, look, to make politicians and royalty popular, we'll have Hollywood stars come to banquets and events with them. We'll have music stars. We'll have other people go there to basically make these elites be seen as celebrities themselves. You know why America was founded? Because under the imperial royal system in Europe and England, if you weren't part of the inside group who had basically the patronage of the crown, where they gave you land, houses, jobs, you couldn't even get a license to be a carpenter, a license to be a blacksmith, a license to brew beer, unless their local lords gave you the authorization. So it wasn't just that you had to pay outrageous taxes. You had to get their permission to even have a job, to have a profession. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the essence of globalism, is big mega corporations, many of which are owned and controlled by the German royal family that runs England and, of course, the Netherlands. The whole system they set up and they promote is about this new global corporate system worldwide that, through government power, shuts down their competition and transfers the people's wealth through taxes to the offshore cartels. These people are parasites. They're disgusting. They're filthy. And if we want to reclaim the spirit of 1776, we should realize how abhorrent monarchy is in all of its forms. And that includes the UN and the new royalty under the unelected EU bureaucratic system, where over 80% of England's laws, even though they're not part of the EU, are made by EU bureaucrats. Please, everyone, remember the spirit of 1776. And a lot of folks in England are saying they're going to go out and protest it. First, the government said you've got the day off.
know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, the 28th day of April, 2011, and we're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Obviously, the dollar is continuing its accelerated plunge. We have Obama releasing his supposed long-form birth certificate yesterday, and the anomalies and questions have only intensified. Japan is reporting even higher levels, now almost 6 weeks in, of radiation coming out of Fukushima, and the story is basically not even in the news anymore. Continued clouds of radioactivity are coming across the Pacific, over North America, and different radioactive isotope levels are building up and increasing, and the feds have nothing to say about it. State governments are continuing to report higher and higher levels in food and milk, in the produce and the milk particularly, building up in the soils and then being transferred to the plants, and then the grass being eaten by the cows and then precipitating out in the milk. We're going to be going over all of it today. But first, I want to just briefly, and we'll open the phones up and get your take on this as well, get into the Obama birth certificate. I was about to walk out of the office at about 6 p.m. last night, and Rob Dew, who's a video guy and also a Photoshop, does other graphics, motion, he came over and he said, look at this. He said, a lot of Photoshop sites, a lot of big sites are pointing out this is in layers. And he said, that's not the issue, because when you put it into Illustrator, it automatically will separate the text out if you want. And they know all the technicals, and they explained it to me. We've got some other Photoshop people here who looked at it and said, yeah, normally if you put it in Illustrator, it would remove the text out. But this has multiple layers and boxes around areas inside of the text. And if you look at the letters, it isn't even a good forgery, it looks like, because it's written with a typewriter, but then there are other areas where it's a completely different font and two or three times darker, completely black, and then the other areas are more gray. And there's also areas where the signatures and things go over the green hash background of the long form certificate. In fact, we'll put that certificate, the new long form certificate, on screen for folks, and we'll blow it up a little bit. But you can see that green square pattern that it has in the background, similar to many long form birth certificates around the country that are either light mint green or light blue. Mine in Dallas was a light blue, where I was born in 1974, and it also had the seal on it and my feet marks. But the issue it also is, they told us for over 2 years, this didn't exist. They said that the little printout that was basically a government receipt for one, proof of birth, you go to the Bureau of National Statistics, Vital Statistics, you can get the original if you didn't have the copy from birth, if you lost it. But if you go to your county health department, they will give you a printout that just logs into the computer system with the feds, and then they say, yes, we've got a birth certificate under this name. So the form we've got on screen that's part of the long form is reported to have not existed for years. This didn't exist. You were a conspiracy theorist to say that what they'd earlier released was just a computer printout and not a birth certificate. But now they're releasing this and saying, okay, this is the long form. And there's a lot of issues. They say his father's race is African. That was not on birth certificates in the 60s. Now that's been looked into. You've also, we'll put it back on screen again, you have a what looks like a photo or a scan of it, but then part of it is cut off. It looks like it's almost a photo if you look on the left-hand side or right-hand side, depending on how you're looking at the image. It curves off, looking more like a photo and not a scan. And then they went ahead and put the same hash mark design that's on the background of the supposed paper around it, which is even more bizarre. And just looking at it on screen, some of the hash marks or the pattern design goes over the edge of the photo or scan and hangs over. If you look where it says State of Hawaii and then says H-A, if you look at that, you can see what appears that the hash mark or the pattern is going over the edge. And then, again, our Photoshop people have looked at this. There's so many anomalies that it makes your head spin. Now, we went and shot a video last night, and we got it out as quickly as we could because Dew had to go home by 9. And we did add the point in the video that we shot that we put other things on screen, other documents, including old documents, and did the function to remove the text, and it came off in one layer. And I'm going to do another video today where we do this with other birth certificates that are online, and we're going to compare it. And it didn't show 2, 3, 4, 5 layers. There's a whole bunch of different layers, but that itself isn't the main meat of the matter. If you watch the video that we've put out that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, it's titled Video, Proof of Obama Birth Certificate of Fraud, and we just show a few of these anomalies. A lot of other sites, literally hundreds and hundreds of them, have dug in even deeper. That, well, you can just look at it. One letter in a word will be a lot darker and even a different font, not even close to the rest of the word. And then, lo and behold, in the layers, you can see where all the letters that don't look right, the numbers that don't look right, they're in their own letter. And then you could say, well, that's just the scanner recognizing that it's a different layer. or that's a different color. Absolutely. That's the point. The computer looks at this, and I'm not talking about one area that's typed in and then another word that's typed in, you know, by a different typewriter. I'm talking about the words that are congruent, have letters added at the front, the middle, the back. The signatures are in different layers. So what's happening is the computer in the Illustrator program is recognizing all of this and pulling it out separately. But then when you, and then I could say, well, that's just the computer doing that. And Dude made this point, but he cut a 22-minute video down to 8 minutes. And so a lot of you experts are on there going, no, you know, I'm an expert. We got a bunch of experts in our office. They all concur. It's the letters. It's the numbers. They've been changed. Yes, in Illustrator and other programs, it will separate things out. This is different because the letters aren't even the same. And so we'll do a more detailed video on this and have it as a video response and a link posted later today under the current video, Proof Obama Birth Certificate of Fraud. In fact, we might even just take the video that I, right now while I've been talking about this, and then Duke can capture video while he's got it in Illustrator and show you all of this, and also show you many of the other sites, even mainline sites that are into Photoshop and study Photoshop. They're all saying the same thing. I'm trying to think of a explanation of where this could be a real birth certificate. Remember, 2.5 years ago, I had Tarpley on, I had Berg on, and I was noncommittal, and I said, I don't know where he was really born. I know they're covering up his background. They should release it, but I don't know. Then in the last few years, more evidence came out about the Barry Sotero, and then major papers said, well, that was his name. He did change his name. And then it begs the the issue of, well, did he give up his citizenship? And clearly he had to be adopted under Indonesian law, and he was known in college as Barry, and so much of that is suppressed. So something's going on, but is this just a political football issue? Because they don't want you looking at the plunging dollar, they don't want you looking at the Fukushima, they don't want you looking at all the new wars, they don't want you looking at all the corruption, they don't want you looking at the big banks and General Electric and others paying no taxes. A lot of news on that today. Because people think, well, why would Obama not release this and build up this controversy and then discredit himself? Because he's designed to be politically destroyed, just like George W. Bush was. And then they resuscitate him, they rehab him, they build him back up later. They're front men meant to play the part of the buck stops here. And then meanwhile, it comes and turns into this whole spectacle of how they're actually running things and not the big financial interests that have hijacked this country and written the tax laws and trade laws where they're exempt from the taxes, exempt from the tariffs and trade, and then anybody who's domestic is paying on average over 60% in one form of taxes or another, the middle class that's disappearing and being made poor. And then the poor people are becoming even more poor, many of them, and being turned into a political weapon. At least they're attempting this, to sick large portions of the poor against the middle class, saying wealth transfer, clash of different socioeconomic groups, class warfare, that's going to put food on your table. And class warfare is always used by the mega elites to get rid of their competition. And again, I talked about this last week. I talked about it Monday. I've got to shoot a video sometime this week or a special report dealing with the fact we are winning. Last night, I listened to a ton of talk radio and a ton of television. Again, I listen to TV. I don't really watch it. And getting addicted to the XM because I can just flip around on the TV stations listening without having to watch them. And all the teleprompters and the sycophantic behavior. And more it's coming out, hey, the mega elite are exempt, and they actually get corporate welfare, and they're actually trying to destroy the middle class. A lot of mainline conservatives, libertarians, even liberals are starting to get this because the pain is intensifying financially. And that has a way of getting folks to grow up, investigate, and really find out what's going on. Not just this rich people bad, poor people good, or poor people bad, rich people good. No, it's a wide, complex spectrum, and folks are really starting to get that. A lot of other news coming up. Miss USA sexually molested, up on Drudge since yesterday from Infowars.com. I've heard folks defending what happened to her. We're going to break it down.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. And last night and this morning, it's now rolled up the front page. DrudgeReport.com was linked to Kurt Nemo's report. New Obama birth certificate is a forgery. Now, this is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And to be clear, National Review, AP, all of them have reported on that the president's long-form birth certificate, the purported birth certificate, was released in layers, just like in Photoshop or Illustrator. Okay, and we go over that in our video and our articles, but that's not the main focus. The issue is, by it being in layers, the computer recognizes different fonts and different text that have been manipulated. And this isn't even hard to recognize. If you watch the video that Rob Dew and I put together last night, yes, we talk about it being in layers. But the main issue that we focus on is, and we show close-ups of it, is that when you go through the layers, applying the different layers, you see all the areas that have been changed. But you don't even need the computer to do it. You can look and see where they'll have a word, and then it gets a lot darker and is a totally different font. So something really crazy is going on here, and I don't know why they wouldn't produce a better fake if they were. Or I don't know if when they were scanning it, can computers overwrite letters and words? I've talked to our Photoshop people and they say no. So, of course, our video is being attacked in the comments and attacked on YouTube and other places, and literally hundreds and hundreds of other sites, to be conservative, are out there pointing out the same thing, including a lot of big Photoshop sites. They're saying, look at these letters, look at these words. This isn't even the same font. There are ones that are digital ones. I mean, it doesn't even look the same. There are letters that are different. In fact, in my video, the 8-minute video we put together, proof Obama birth certificate of forgery, perhaps you should put that video up on screen and fast forward in it for viewers. Radio listeners can go watch it, and we show some examples. But if you just put the birth certificate for yourself on your own computer from whitehouse.gov and look at all the letters and words that are different fonts, different shades of dark, and then you put it into Illustrator, you'll notice all the ones that stand out and don't look right, those are the ones that are in different layers. So whether they did this in different layers when they made it or whether the computer is just recognizing different fonts and shades, that's the issue, is that this thing is really a conundrum, because it's hard to believe, and we'll put the birth certificate back on screen, that the system would put something out this fraudulent, this shoddy. It really makes the head spin. And so many of the words. In fact, blow it up there in the lower middle kind of 6 o'clock area. Where it says none. Look at none. Right above the signature where it says Obama. Right there. Where it says none, the E, and we've blown it up to full screen here in the office, is a different font, clearly, and is about 3 times darker. On the computer vector scope, it is pure black. The blacks are as high as they get. And that's a TV term. For a vector scope or a color scope. It is pure black, total black. Now, N-O-N is barely even readable in a different font. And I've got some of our Photoshop people standing in there in the studio. Maybe I should try to get them in here and get them on air to talk about this. Or perhaps I should open the phones up. In fact, let me just open the phones up now, and then after I cover some of the other incredibly important news, we'll take some phone calls from Photoshop people, from document experts. But this would be like if somebody gave you a $100 bill, and you're a movie theater ticket teller, and or you're at the concession stand selling popcorn, and they give you a $100 bill, and you look at it, and you look at the letters, and you know what 100 looks like, and some of them are smudged, some of them are more bold, some of them are different fonts. You go, is this a real $100 bill? I mean, it's really just that. I'm no Photoshop person. I'm no Illustrator person. I can just look at this and go, look at that. And then you've got some of the signatures going over the green background designs. Again, this is very, very bizarre. And I'd say 99% chance it's been altered and messed with. Very squirrely.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store Wild Food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's
gonna Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Now, I want to hear from Photoshop people, illustrator experts on that particular program. We're wondering if the only way this could not be a forgery is they have some scanners that when they scan, if things aren't readable for the visually impaired, sometimes they have programs that will overwrite things that are too faint to read if that setting was basically on. So that perhaps, we've got to dig more into it, could be how this birth certificate is real, but then it overwrote some of the words so that it could be read. But regardless, this thing has been altered in some way. And is it a fraud, a forgery? I think the evidence is leaning that way. And I've not been a birther. We've investigated it. We've looked at it. We've been criticized for not doing more on it. And we know his name was Barry Sotero. I mean, that's always been my big focus. And it seems like they're always putting raw meat out there to really try to get people to get obsessed with this when there's so many other things happening. But we will open the phones up specifically and only for folks that have gone and looked at this to give us your view of it. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Here are some of the headlines. New Obama birth certificate is a forgery. Kurt Nimmo. Whoopi Goldberg plays race card on birth certificate issue. Here's Paul Watson's article. Obama birth certificate number proves forgery? And it says, despite the establishment media declaring case closed on the birther issue, this is another area, the release of what purports to be Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate, which they said didn't exist and there was no such thing. Remember that? It was only the receipt. Has only caused a firestorm of new suspicion amongst Americans, with the document only serving to confirm unexplained anomalies, such as why Obama's birth certificate number is higher than that of people born after him at the same hospital. And that's a whole other area. And why is the Kenya spelled different than what it's spelled today? They changed the spelling after it was no longer a British protectorate. And now they've got polls out, different regional polls, national polls. They vary, but all of them I've seen, over 55% of the American people believe that this is a forgery. In early reaction, is anything to go by, the deluge of editorials in outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times, claiming the birther movement is dead, are completely off the mark. A poll taken by the Colorado Springs Gazette shows 55% believe the birth certificate is probably forged, and only 31% believing it's genuine. I'm sick of it. I want to go after Obama on his issues. We're going to do some of that here in a moment. But still, he's a puppet at the end of the day. But Kurt Nimmo's worked at TV stations and newspapers for decades. He's a great Photoshop guy. He knows all the programs. He said, look at these letters. Look at these numbers. These are different. These are different fonts. We blew it up on a big screen computer. And there it was. My other Photoshop folks say, something's wrong with this. I don't know, but more and more we're thinking, we're looking into it, that it may have been a scanner they used with a setting that went into stuff that was faded out or hard to read, and basically there are settings in some scanners, and they're in there ferreting it out right now, that could overwrite so that it could be read. But still then, why would they put that out knowing that that would heighten the debate and the issue? Okay? So we've got a lot of different views and ideas at InfoWars.com. This has been altered. Now, do you call that a forgery? Is our headline right, saying it's 100% a forgery, or it looks like a forgery? Am I right in the video saying this is a forgery? Looking at it, that's what I believe. But it becomes one of those soap opera type events that just basically go on and on and on and on. My sinuses have been really totally, not even clogged up, just swollen the last week. So I have to keep clearing my, like someone snorkeling who goes down over 10 feet, I've got to keep clearing my middle ear to even be able to hear. That's why time to time I've been trying to clear my sinuses. Continuing here. I want to hear from you on this. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us, and we'll get your take on it. Tim, Jamie, and others that are patiently holding. Again, I want to specifically hear from people that work in Photoshop, people that work in Illustrator, the people that understand scanners. What are you seeing? What are you thinking? 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Now, here's all the other news being distracted by the big birth certificate ongoing controversy and debate. CNBC, the Fed will make sure Obama wins in 2012, strategist. Lawmaker attempts to hide from angry taxpayers. We've got reports of that where the politicians are hiding out because the public is getting so angry at the state and federal level. Also, Oklahoma Senate okays bill targeting illegal immigrants. And we'll be going over that report. Continuing here with the big stack of financial news, more people applied for unemployment benefits. More people requested unemployment benefits last week, the second increase in 3 weeks. Economic growth slow as inflation measure spikes up. But we've seen Bernanke in meeting after meeting in the House Banking and Senate Banking Committee saying there's no problem with inflation, no problem in the future with inflation because of quantitative easing. That means monetizing debt or turning up the digital printing presses. Now he's reversing himself, saying, oh, yes, inflation is going to be an issue because the head of Walmart, the head of McDonald's, and countless others are pointing out they've got to raise prices. There's a headline today out that Walmart customers running out of money. Walmart's complaining about seeing their sales go down. I mean, it's on. So they've gone from denying that we were in a recession and now a depression to more and more having to admit what's happening. Here's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. Dollar loses more ground. The dollar dropped and for economic indicators pointed to a dismal U.S. unemployment picture and slowing economic growth. First time claims for unemployment benefits jumped 25,000 to 429,000, indicating employers might have recently slowed their hiring recently. Economists were expecting claims to fall to 395,000. At the same time, gross domestic product rose a modest 1.8%, and that's with all that money going out of the economy. Here's a Bloomberg report. Stocks fall. Dollar weakens as U.S. GDP growth slows. Gold reaches another record high of $1,534.05. Copper also rose 0.7%. Continuing, London Guardian reports gold hits fresh highs as U.S. dollar falls to three-year low. Continuing, push for Pentagon cuts tops Panetta's agenda. President Barack Obama's choice of expert budget cutter Leon Panetta to lead the Defense Department is a clear signal the White House perceives the nation's deficit crisis, not the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as its toughest challenge. And then a bizarre video statement that we've got linked up on Bloomberg, the American Dream blog wrote about it. We've got it up at Infowars.com. If you are against raising the debt ceiling, you are part of Al-Qaeda. We have a link to that full video interview. We're trying to grab it right now and just grab the specific clip out of the full interview. We'll have that later in the transmission. But here's the quote. By O'Neill, the former Bush Treasury Secretary. And here's the quote. O'Neill actually made the following statement. The people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our own version of Al-Qaeda terrorists. Really, he goes on, they're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress who are loony and who put our credit at risk. Let me read that quote again. The people, they're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress who are loony, who would put our credit at risk. So he basically stumbles over, looks like he's implying we should round them up because they're loony in Congress and don't want to raise the debt ceiling. So you've got this insider banker who helped get rid of Glass-Steagall and helped continue that along and who helped the banker bailouts, making a bizarre statement about... let me just read the quote again. The people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our version of Al-Qaeda. Really. They're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress who are loony, who put our credit at risk. I mean, take that for what it says. That we have the video. Let's just play it and you make what you can out of it. But remember what they said a month ago with the Bernard von Nothaus, statement that the prosecutor, after he was convicted, and it looks like he's going to be sentenced to 15 years, that's what they're shooting for 13 years putting out the Liberty currency that's silver and gold and openly speaks out against the Federal Reserve, does not masquerade as Federal Reserve knows, it's silver and gold. The prosecutor said he is a, what's the exact quote? In fact, guys, will you print me the AP? It's going to pop in my head in a minute, just Liberty Dollar. head convicted, I believe was the headline. And then they have several bizarre quotes. They said, we will infiltrate these groups. These people are terrorists undermining our country and undermining our currency. He is a unique type of terrorist. That was the exact quote. He is a unique type of terrorist, and we will infiltrate these groups. We will take them down. We will stop them. And so now we have this bizarre statement about how you're a form of Al-Qaeda if you don't want to go deeper into debt to the globalist bankers. And if you don't want to raise taxes, you just sit down and shut up, or you're a terrorist. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
And, you know, I think the people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our version of Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress mm-hmm. who are loony, who would put our credit at risk.
So Boehner not ruling out that any kind of debate over lifting the debt ceiling, wrapping that into the budget debate, is seriously a threat. You think he's dangerous?
Okay, back that up.
Because there's a...
Back that up. I want to play that clip one more time, because now, not just reading the text of it, but hearing him, it becomes clear. He's saying they, by demanding to cut this, are basically pressuring us as if it's their fault, what he's saying. They're threatening to make us round them up. I mean, what do you make of that statement? I mean, he's saying they're our own type of domestic Al-Qaeda. That's clear. And then he goes on to say they're threatening to have to round up these loonies, these members of Congress who are loony. Let's go ahead and play it again.
Congress needs to be responsible and adult and take action on the debt ceiling. And, you know, I think the people who are threatening not to pass the debt ceiling are our version of Al-Qaeda terrorists. They're really putting our whole society at risk by threatening to round up 50% of the members of Congress mm-hmm. who are loony, who would put our credit at risk.
So Boehner not ruling out that any kind of debate over lifting the debt ceiling, wrapping that into the budget debate, is seriously a threat. You think he's dangerous?
I do.
Wow.
Because there's a chance, you know, if you just look at some of the things that people say, well, we'll still have enough money to pay the interest on our debt, is beside the point.
See, these globalists are masters. So watching that for the third time now, that is clearly a threat. That is clearly a threat. And these lawyers are masters at twisting it all in together and saying they're threatening to have to round them up because they're loony. And she says, oh, so they are a threat. Boehner is a threat. And he's like, yes. So see, and he goes on, I've got the text here, that everything is anyone's fault who wants to cut taxes, anyone who wants to not raise the debt ceiling. And they keep raising it and raising it and raising it and raising it and raising it. And the Republicans, with the Democrats, only cut $38 billion. $38 billion, ladies and gentlemen, is chicken feed. There are hundreds and hundreds, depending on how you break it down, of trillions of dollars of things that we've signed on to, quote, obligations. Oh, sure, it's $14.3 trillion that's currently owed. And then the deficit by a couple trillion every year gets piled on, and Obama spent more than all presidents before him combined in just 2 years. I mean, those numbers are all real, and you've seen them out there. You can pull them up. People say it's Obama. It was Republicans went along with getting rid of Glass-Steagall. And we've played the speeches here where Obama says, you know, we've got to get rid of fractional reserves requirements completely. You know, previously it was 8 times whatever money you had in a bank you could loan out, then 10 times, then 50, 100, 200, 300. Some of these banks are over 500 times leveraged. Now, they're too big to fail, so we've been told, and so we're signed on to all this debt. And they're telling us that we've got to pay it. It's impossible to pay it. And people get confused. They say, well, Alex, are you saying throw all the welfare moms off or get rid of the unions or cut Social Security? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm also pointing out that has made people dependent. You notice now that they're, through inflation and other things, cutting back what you're getting. This was all about domesticating us. And there are some poor people who do need help. But what if you're broke? My point is, though, that is all a sideshow compared to the system itself of the Federal Reserve. And to try to oversimplify blue-collar, working-class, people below them, poor folks, people in poverty. It's a wide spectrum of people who, because of disabilities or because of prison, can't get jobs, or because of mental illness, or because they come from long histories of dependent, poverty-stricken people on the dole who are you know, weigh 500 pounds and get 6 or 7 welfare checks. I mean, it runs the gamut. And my point is, those tens of millions of people out there who are welfare queens, who are part of that, you know, really dangerous spectrum of people, not folks that occasionally have gotten some help or gotten a student loan or been on welfare for a while they were getting over an illness. That's one thing. But the people that are 100% dependent historically on the system, as it begins to go into meltdown bankruptcy, what are they going to do? Some estimates are there's 50-something million of these people. We know there's now 45 million on food stamps and growing. You know, what percentage of those are going to riot and burn down major cities as this situation unfolds? And then you got to understand the ultra-rich are going to use those folks as a threat against the middle class to raise taxes.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Coming up at 8 after, if we take a few calls, I've got Mark Dice joining us, author of Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. And we're going to talk about the birth certificate. We're going to talk about the plunging economy, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, all the different spying, the government, Internet ID. Now we're learning Microsoft-based phones are keeping data. I told you, folks, it's in the Telecommunications Act of 96 that by October 1st, 2001, all phones have the satellite tracking triangulation to the cell towers. And so now we learn that it's basically every phone provider out there. But the Drudge Report has a link up on it to BuzzFeed.com. It's over on the left-hand lower area. We'll put a link to this up on InfoWars as well. Top 20 conspiracy theories that have already sprung up around President Obama's birth certificate. And they're calling them conspiracy theories, but they've done a good job, actually, pointing out all or many of the anomalies that we noticed last night and came out and said, something's wrong with this thing. It's a forgery, it's a fraud, or they've scrambled it somehow. And this is from the White House's own website. It says, the pattern background is too seamless for a document kept in a bound volume. I don't think that's the strongest point to lead with. The date accepted is 4 days later than the date of birth. And that's what it appears to say there. I hadn't even noticed that. Smudges in the box next to the name of attendant. And that's certainly there. MD who signed the document conveniently died 8 years ago. See, I wouldn't even point stuff like that out. That's not conclusive. Two mysterious X's above twin and triplet. Yeah, there's just, it's like it's designed to make you think it's fake. That's what I said in the video we put out last night. Continuing here, unexplained 8991 on documents right side. The biggest one is that it's a number, as Paul Watson has written, that doesn't match up in the sequential order of dates compared to those issued at the hospital that are known to be birth certificates from that hospital and the date. The department 6110641, that's out of date. Continues, 41 at the right of document looks suspicious. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same font. It's in a different layer. The computer shows whether that was done intentionally or it's so different that when you put it into Illustrator, it sees it as a different layer. Birth certificate of someone born at the same hospital a day later has a lower number. That's the point Watson points out. There is no official seal. All the others from Hawaii at the same time have that. That's been pointed out by newspapers. Still says certificate of live birth, meaning that it's the certificate, not the original long form. Instead of African under the father's race, colored or Negro would have been used in 61. We've checked into that. That's a fact, and they've got Donald Trump's head there as if it's a joke. I mean, Donald Trump's saying, hey, I just want to make sure this is real. I mean, how much has government lied to us in the past? They said that the last birth certificate they put out was the only one and that that was the original when we knew it wasn't. It was just the receipt. See, that's what I'm saying about how much they lie to us. And they got an image of Lee Harvey Oswald there making it a joke. No footprint. And they put the Mona Lisa in there. And then no birth weight, flying saucer. So basically, they go through a bunch of serious stuff. And then they just turn it into a joke by the end of it. Under the hour of birth, the M and the PM is in a different font. Well, that's true. So why is it a joke? Address for Obama's childhood home is the middle of the highway. Hawaii's governor until recently claimed there was no birth certificate. Well, that's true. 20, obviously photoshopped. And there you go, folks. So...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.